talk to me a little bit about this move, because we don't often see club executives move into a union leadership position.
No, you don't. And to me, it's just a great opportunity to be part of an organization like the Players Association that has a rich history of great leadership and the things they've done. But really, to be able to bring my insight of the game and of over 30 years of whether scouting, coaching, front office experience. So you were talking to the previous guest about the Expos and Montreal, and with the Mets and being general managers of those teams, and to be able to bring that experience to the Players Association and the players. I think it's a challenge, and I'm excited about it.
In conversation with Omar Minaya on the Jeff Blair Show, any concern at all that, you know, essentially, Omar, you're going, not to put it in battle terms, but you're going from one side to the other, I guess would be the way to describe it. Any concerns at all about hard feelings on the other side if you do have to sit down and talk about an issue?
No, not really. I mean, I think that when you've been a general manager, you always have to sit down and talk whether you're doing contract with agents. You're always talking about different. You have a position, whether it's your management or you have a position where you're for the players, and you try to work those things out. So I am not concerned, and I think that being part of management and being part of general manager, talking to whether it's owners or those kind of things, I think that I like to think that the goal is always to accomplish what both sides want, and my goal is to be able to do the best that I can for the players and the best that I can for Tony Clark, our director.
Omar, you know your way around the commissioner's office pretty well. What type of commissioner do you think Rob Manfred's going to be?
Well, I know Rob many years. I think he's going to be, he's going to definitely always been a hard worker, energetic. And he has a passion for baseball, and I'm looking forward to working with Tony and alongside Rob, and I think change. You know, the game continues to change, and Rob is going to try to see some new ideas to make this game better.
What do you think are the most pressing issues facing the game right now, Omar? There's a lot of talk, obviously, about pace of game, things of that nature, which obviously the Players Association has to be involved in that. And I would think your involvement on the General Managers Committee probably really would put you in a real strong position there. But what do you see as the biggest issues facing the game?
Well, I'm kind of just being in the job one day.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you.
This is one area that I'll probably like to sit down and Tony, let to hear what he thinks are
right.
The greatest issue. And so, give me some time, and then I'll be able to have an opinion on what the issues are myself.
One of the things that we do know that there has been a lot of talk about is the possibility of an international draft. And again, I know the Major League Baseball Players Association has to put strategy together for that. But as John Paul Morosi pointed out in my conversation with him, it's pretty hard to find anybody around baseball who's got more experience internationally, knows his way around the game internationally, knows his way around a draft table the way you do. Your personal feeling, is it something that has to be addressed at some point, the possibility of an international draft, and how complicated do you think that would be, just personally, not as a spokesman for the MLBPA, but personally?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying those nice things as far as understanding the international part of the game, because of all those years of scouting and being all over the world. As far as the part about the international draft is something that has been discussed for many, many years. I remember in 2002, after the 2002 agreement, where it was tabled and there was a committee put together. That guy happened to be part of the management committee at that time to discuss the subject of international draft. With at that time with the union, in those days, I remember the things that were, the administration part of those was a concern back then. a lot of the, you know, so the talk of international draft has been in, you know, at least has been in dialogue between union and management for many, many years. And my guess is that it will continue to be talked about. As far as my personal, I think that's one that right now I'd rather hold that to myself.
Okay.
Than like anything else in this position, you know, but there's no doubt there's always been talk of international draft.
Omar, what do you know about players now? Now you're going into this role with the Major League Baseball Players Association. Have your views changed from when you first got into the game or when you first became a general manager? Your view about players and the Players Association and the relationship with players? Because you've always struck me as a pretty progressive guy when it came to relations with the Players Association. Have your views changed at all?
No, not at all. I've always... You know, I think I've always been one to really appreciate and respect the players. And I was taught early on that, you know, look, what makes this game special is the players. The players, people come. And remember, Jeff, those years in Montreal, it was a very unique situation back then. It was a team that was run by Major League Baseball. Especially that 2002 years, a very difficult year because mm-hmm. it was in the middle of a negotiation. Two teams were going to get contracted, and those players were needed to be treated with special respect, and they need to be major league. And Frank Robinson did a great job. That whole staff, that they're those friends of ours over the years from the front office, from the Claude Delormes of the world. But I've always felt that, look, it's a special gift to be a baseball player. It's something that is you can do forever. I've always felt that players are, look, they, when the stadiums get filled, it's because the reality is the players, they bring these, you know, memories for lifetime memories of while playing. So to me, I've always felt that, you know, the players always have to be, you know, highlighted, and the fans love the players. And these are, you know, I always felt that, look, yes, you work as a front office person, but the star of the show, the ones that bring the fans, and what makes this game special is the talent of the baseball players.
Omar Minaya is special advisor to Tony Clark with the Major League Baseball Players Association. He is former general manager of the Expos and the New York Mets. Montreal is kind of back in the picture a little bit as far as baseball goes. There's exhibition games being played there. There's a little bit of, I don't know if I'd call it a groundswell by any stretch, Omar, but they're certainly talking about putting together an ownership group in Montreal, maybe getting a stadium built. Rob Manfred has talked positively about the chance at some point down the road of Montreal at least being a candidate for baseball again. You were the general manager there. Do you think there might come a day where we'll see Major League Baseball back in Montreal?
Well, I know that they had a great turnout this past spring. I don't know if you were part of it. I would have loved to have been part of it, but I thought that what I heard was a great turnout, and I believe this. My year is there, and, you know, the passion of the fan is there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great time there, Tony Tavares, myself, Frank. It was a true fan base. And I was fortunate enough to see that place, not only at the back end where I was a general manager. I was there to see that 94 team.
Right.
I was there to see those years and how much love of baseball is in that town. And it's a big town. And all of my memories and what I think of Montreal as far as they love baseball and they know baseball and they're passionate about baseball. And what's going to happen in the future, we don't know. But all I can tell you, if anybody was to ask me, they're asking the right guy about it.
Listen, Omar, we appreciate you joining us today. Lots of success in your new job. Congratulations on it. And best to you and yours and your family.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you out there this summer. And it's great. Keep up the great work.